sliced Ann Lalo's old throat, she was sitting in an overstuffed chair by a big fire reading a library book.
Erosion.
Hey!
There is no death. Only a change of worlds.
She was murdered, all right, said Ralph.
He was told it was the way things were taken care of.
Hey.
He was too green, too young, and needed a job too much.
The high building blocked the view of the mountain ranges that gave the stout, defeated town the name.
He never liked me, Gary thought.
Erosion.
None of them liked me because I'm Anyotaka.
Her teenage world fell apart. For a top off of fluids and windshield wash, Anne would spill her family secrets and happiness to him while he
long
worked.
Streams of her blood pumped onto the dappled texture.
Voice came again,
soaked in the book where it lay after her hands loosened there.
The rain sounded like corn popping. Inside the house, the TV blared on. All day he thought about his wife, Karen.
The car pulled up to the front of the farmhouse.
Erosion.
He walked down into the rain to meet the officer.
He dumped the remaining coffee, set the cup on the edge of the rail, and twiddled with the keys to his truck while deciding whether to go into town, when he spotted a patrol car driving up the flooded road to his farmhouse. His stomach churned.
Erosion.
What's this about?
He didn't like his casual white man attitude.
I need to spill his blood for the turtle.
His mind is not filled with your story.
Erosion. Gary saw the heat, the torture, and the wounds to his Oneida soul.
Pesky mosquitoes will come forth from the remains of his body. If his spirit leaves by your hands, more little white men will come from his blood to stink.
Liar. He wants me to die out here.
They were Indian boarding schools,
but they should have been called Indian furnaces, because they cooked the native culture from the children and formed Christian workers for the Lalo Company.
His only solace was his sister's face.
There were Indians from other clans, other nations.
The stillness was almost as strong of a sensation as the darkness.
He clicked on the headlights and enjoyed the serenity of dark calm.
Erosion.
Until then, he hadn't realized how the constant hiss and chatter of raindrops was making him feel anxious, distracted, and
it was as if all the voices were talking at once when the rain hit the ground.
Erosion. The hiss was the talk of the bad spirit tempting him to do evil, but he knew what to do when the devil whispered in your ear. You cut out its tongue.
He felt like the beginning of the world.
He felt the peace of absolute symmetry.
Erosion.
He felt the car's seat against him, but in his mind he saw no direction or time, no up or down, no left from right, no backward or forward, no past or future. Somewhere behind that handwriting was a person who wanted him dead.
I want to help you. That was why she was the shepherd, and he was the butcher.
Hey! Hey!
There is no death. Only a change of worlds.
You have been listening to Erosion by Lon S. Cohen. To find out more, please visit www.coincide.blogspot.com. This patio book is a production of Zilco Studios.
This production is a production.